Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. There's something special about experiencing Texas from a kayak or canoe, and lucky for us, we have coastal and inland paddling trails to accommodate all levels of watery wanderlust.
The Texas Paddling Trails program began informally about a decade ago when Parks and Wildlife set up some coastal paddling trails.
Shelley Plant is Nature Tourism Coordinator for Texas Parks and Wildlife. That first trail was just the beginning.
From that project, we now have 7 coastal paddling trails in our paddling trail program. And in March of 2006, we launched our first inland paddling trail in Luling.
Other inland paddling trails are set to open throughout the year. Active community partners and a thorough evaluation are required of all would-be trails inland or coastal.
There are a few steps that need to happen for a paddling trail to become one of ours, and that includes a river survey to look at the water quality, look at the wildlife ecology, fishing opportunities that can happen along that river or bay, and then again going and meeting with the community, having a community partner that's actively involved and interested in having paddlers come to their site. And then developing kiosk materials, because we will have educational kiosks at every access point.
More on paddling trails tomorrow. That's our show for today, supported by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for wetland conservation through the Private Lands Enhancement Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.